everyone, welcome back to Southern Ghost Stories, where we talk about some of the most haunted places in the South. I'm your host Chelsea, along with Alan.
Hey there.
Hopefully you checked out our last podcast on the Jailer's Inn in Bardstown, Kentucky. If you're interested in finding out more information about the old jail or other haunted locations around Louisville, check out our Louisville Ghost Map app, which allows you to customize your own ghost tour, along with our books, Southern Ghost Stories, Historical Hauntings, Ghost of Gallatin, and Haunted Hotels. Today, we're going to talk about the Andrew Lowe House in Savannah, Georgia. Alan, can you go ahead and give us some background on the historic home?
The Lowe House was built for Andrew Lowe II, who came to Savannah when he was 17 years old to work at his uncle's cotton firm. He eventually became the owner of the firm, which ultimately made him a very wealthy man. With the cotton industry growing and being a highly respected businessman, Lowe's income was said to be over $250,000. That would translate to over $6 million today. With his fortune, he was able to commission renowned New York architect John Norris to design a beautiful mansion for his wife, Sarah Cecil Hunter, and their three children. Before moving into his new home, however, his wife and son died, leaving him a widower with two small daughters to live alone in his mansion. 5 years later, 42-year-old Andrew Lowe II remarried to a 20-year-old Mary Cowper Stiles and had several more children, including William McKay Lowe, who would eventually inherit the house. An interesting side note, when Mary and Andrew had their youngest daughter, Jessie, Andrew got his close friend, Confederate General Robert E. Lee, to agree to be Jessie's godfather.
William McKay Lowe married Juliet Gordon on their wedding day, as the couple was showered with the traditional rice grains at weddings. One piece became lodged into Juliet's ear, which punctured her eardrum, causing a serious infection, leading to partial deafness soon afterward. Despite the setback, the wealthy and highly educated couple moved to England to start their life together. They lived a very lavish but childless lifestyle. However, their love was short-lived. While William traveled often for work, Juliet frequently visited her family in Savannah. Upon her return from a trip, Juliet learned of William's mistress, Anna Bateman. They finally agreed to divorce, but William died before the divorce was finalized. Before his death, he had given almost everything to his mistress, which Juliet fought against as she was still legally his wife. However, one thing Juliet was awarded was the Lowe House.
In 1911, Juliet Gordon Lowe met the founder of the scouting movement, Robert Baden Powell, and his sister Agnes. Agnes had started a scouting group for girls in England, which inspired Juliet to form a similar group in America. After returning to Savannah, she lived in the Andrew Lowe House and held their first meeting in the parlor. In 1913, the group was officially named the Girl Scouts of America.
In 1923, Juliet was diagnosed with breast cancer, but kept it hidden from almost everyone. She quietly fought and even went overseas to England to get some experimental treatment, but it ultimately cost her her life. On January 17, 1927, Juliet passed away in the upstairs bedroom of the Lowe House. On the day of her funeral, 250 local Girl Scouts left school a little early to attend to her funeral at Laurel Grove Cemetery. In 1952, the Colonial Dames of America restored the Andrew Lowe home, and it has been open to the public as a house museum ever since.
With so much death and tragedy surrounding the home, it's no surprise that it's believed to be haunted. One of the spirits that inhabit the old home is Thomas Millage. Even though Tom was a slave, he was a close friend of Andrew Lowe and was left in charge of the property whenever Andrew left for business. Tom is believed to be very protective of the house and often walks the halls making sure everything's in order. The apparition of a well-dressed man has been spotted out of the corner of staff members' eyes on different occasions. People who work in the house have also heard doorknobs rattle. Sometimes the doors open and slam shut on their own when no one's around. It's often dismissed as Tom just making his rounds.
One staff member who was alone in the house one day started hearing disembodied footsteps going from one end of the hallway to the other over and over again. She was so scared she called her husband to come and get her to take her home. When he arrived, he went into the house to make sure no one had broken in. Together, the couple checked out the house, but couldn't find anyone in the house or anything out of place.
The upstairs bedroom where Juliet died is also said to be haunted. In addition to Juliet, Andrew's second wife, Mary, also died in the room in 1863. People who have been in the house describe the bedroom as being very, very heavy. In the late 1970s, after a violent storm, two women came to check on the house and heard the sound of a woman crying. They searched the house and went room to room, but they didn't find anyone. As they went upstairs, it got louder and louder until they got to the bedroom. They were convinced someone was in the room, but to their surprise, no one was there. A few weeks later, someone in the house realized that the storm took place on the anniversary of the death of Mary Stiles Lowe. The upstairs bathroom is also a hotbed of paranormal activity. During one ghost tour, guests saw a bat flying around the bathroom. When one of the guides went in to get a closer look, they realized it wasn't even a bat, but a small black shadow moving quickly around the room.
The Stiles bedroom is said to be haunted by Mary's father, Colonel William Henry Stiles. He was a retired military man who died of pneumonia upstairs in the room in 1865. A housekeeper saw a figure of a man in a rocking chair one night. After a while, she started seeing him in the room on a regular basis. Visitors to the house have seen the chair slowly move back and forth on its own during ghost tours at night. There are also reports of perfume on the stairwell. If it's not Juliet, another possibility could be the ghost of Andrew Lowe's first wife, Sarah. One staff member said they saw the spirit of a woman without a head walking down the stairs one night after a storm.
Now, I've been in the Andrew Lowe house at night, and to say that it's creepy, that's definitely an understatement. While I was there, it was also raining, which made it even creepier. I didn't see anything, but I did talk to someone who works in the house who told me they felt something or someone tugging on their dress while we were touring the home.
Strange things happened by the staircase to the butler's pantry, which in the 19th century led to the slave quarters. One morning, staff members were getting the house ready for an event. As they were getting things ready, they heard the staff entrance open and slam shut. Moments later, they heard voices go up the stairs and into the library. The director of the house went looking to see who was in the house, but couldn't find anyone. She followed the voices up to the low bedroom, where the voices went silent.
However, according to people who work in the home, the dining room has most of the paranormal activity of any room in the home. People smell cigar smoke there, as well as in the parlor where Lowe would have conducted business. A few years ago, around Christmas time, a golden reindeer decoration was put on display in the dining room. But for some reason, it kept coming up missing. Staff members looked all over the house and finally found it in the gift shop behind a bookshelf. After putting it back, the reindeer started disappearing every single day. Employees had fun looking for it and found it somewhere each time in a hard-to-place find like a fireplace. One day, the ghost got tired of them putting it back and just threw it in a trash can. The staff finally got the hint and got rid of the reindeer and didn't put it back anywhere else in the house.
We hope you enjoyed our episode on the Andrew Lowe House. If you would like to learn more about haunted locations around Savannah, download the Savannah Ghost Map app in iTunes and Google Play. Also, be sure to check out our website, southernghoststories.com. And if you're interested in some of these haunted locations, we do have some discounted rates, southernghoststories.com/vacations to find discounted rates on flights and hotels. Feel free to leave a comment or send us a message on our Facebook or Instagram accounts. Let us know about any creepy experiences you may have had. And feel free to give us some ideas on new locations you'd like to hear about on future shows.
Be sure to subscribe and leave a 5-star review. Those reviews are very helpful, and we really appreciate everyone who's taken a few minutes to do it for us. Please check back with us next time as we discuss the historic Rhea building in Nashville, Tennessee.
On the day of her funeral, 250 local Girl Scouts left school a little early. I'm like getting teary-eyed, and I've read this before.
A few years ago, around Christmas...
Do you want me to do that one?
No.
A few years ago, around Christmas time, a golden reindeer decoration was put on... Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Right,
I kept thinking you were going to say golden retriever.
A few years ago, around Christmas time,
golden
jinx.
Reindeer decoration.
Jinx.
You owe me a Coke.
I get to punch you.
No, you do not! A few years ago...
Here, let me do it. I can knock it out.
Can you?
Yes.